the unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Kalpa.
无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇。我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。这句话不念真的很难懂，这个宝经上面啊，不念这句话了。
If we don't recite the beginning of the sutra, the verse for beginning of the sutra, it's actually really difficult to understand the song of the precious near samadhi, which is the topic for today.
我们之前讲的参弘契，那接下来讲今天这个宝性三昧，那两个都不好懂，但是这个是朝洞宗的很重要的两本经典，因为他们叫基本教材。
Previously, we have been talking about the entry to the matching half, and now we're going to continue into the song of the precious mirror samadhi. Neither one of these verses are easy to understand, yet they are fundamental for the Cao Dong school of thought.
那这宝镜三昧其实讲的很不多，上网查才查到一个而已。
The song of the precious mirror samadhi has not been very popularly discussed. Not a lot of people have found a teaching on it. I went online and Googled it, and there were only one commentary about it.
现在我看到的就是什么，我们什么如是之法主佛祖密护，如今得知一善宝物。那他的解释呢？我们这边有带十六个字，他的解释32个字。
Let's take the first stanza, for instance. It is this very Dharma the Buddha and Patriarch secretly transmitted. Now that you have it, protect it well. In the original verse, there are 16 characters. And in the commentary that I found, there were only 32 characters talking about it.
不是50个字而已。
Oh, actually, there were 50 characters explaining these 16 words.
而且解释也不容易懂啊。
Even so, the explanation is not easy to understand themselves.
比如说我们第一段，他那个解释啊，如是之法，佛祖密护啊，那他的解释，理无不是之谓如，你们听得懂吗？理不是这个样子，叫做如。
So for instance, it is this very Dharma the Buddha and the Patriarch secretly transmitted. In the explanation that I found, it says, if the principle is not so, the non-principle is the so-called thusness. So with an explanation like is this easy to understand for you? It's probably really difficult to decipher.
他这边这一个莫照，就是宝镜三昧，就是。 曹洞宗他很强调这个体跟用，或者理跟事。
So in the Cao Dong school, they strongly, and especially in the song of the precious near samadhi, they really emphasize the principle of principle and function.
我们现在就是里面。 听我讲， 你用心听， 然后我讲的话， 或者你看到我这个是， 我们叫做事项， 然后你能够听的， 那个叫理或者体。
So for instance, you're all sitting here listening to the Dharma talk. whatever that you have perceived is considered the phenomenon or the function. And what you use to perceive all these is the principle, or it's also called the essence.
那这个体，你这个心的体 还有这个事，或者是你现在能够听到我讲这些话，或者你能够看到我的表情，这个心，有时候叫理，就是道理的理，它没有，就是说有一个时间是什么，不是这个样子的，叫如，这本来就是这个样子的。
So we use, there are two common terminology that we use, either essence or principle to describe this mind. And this essence of the mind, which you use to perceive me or perceive this phenomenon, the situation, this mind itself does not change. It stays this way, thus, thusness, all the time. It doesn't change.
我们常讲说如来有没有，就一个如，有没有？如来就是这样子。
So we often talk about tathagata, thusness or suchness. What it's really talking about is this is just the way it is, such is.
就是你生下来或者你死掉。 你很有钱，没有钱，他们是这个样子。
So it doesn't matter when you are born or when you pass away, whether you are poor or you are rich, this mind, this suchness, remains this way. It doesn't change.
那个叫做理，就是你那个心的那个本质，它是永远是什么，就是这个样子的，不会因为
So this principle or this essence of the mind just stays this way. It doesn't perish even when you die. It doesn't arise when you are born. It stays the same the whole time.
那一个就是那个心的那个体是这样的。那心的用，像我手，我打开，然后手掌就出现，那我。 我握拳头，拳头都出现，那它永远是这个样子的，就是如意了。
So the unchanging nature is the essence or the principle of the mind, and the other side of that is the function of the mind, and the function of the mind goes according to the intention of the mind itself. For instance. When you open your palms, the palm is revealed. When you close your hand, you form a fist. That's just the way it is. That is the function.
你们会觉得我这样手打开，然后握拳，或是我自己拿，就是打开，就是我去拿茶杯，然后喝水，这样算不算努力？
What do you think? When I close my palm, my hand to make a fist, or when I open my hand to reveal the palm, or if I use my hand to grasp, to take the cup, and then take a drink of water, what do you think? Is this going according to the mind?
然后你要骂人，就能够就是发出那个骂人的声音，然后脸部表情就出现那个骂人的那个什么那个。 很难看的那个眼神，这算不算如意？
So if you want to yell at someone, you're able to make the sound of scolding, and then your face turn into this real nasty expression. If that's the case, isn't it going according to your mind? It's a function of your mind as well.
是不是？当你被骂得很不舒服，想要跟他。 要把它打过去，这算不算如意？
And then if you're yelled at and you get really uncomfortable and you want to yell back or to smack the other person, Isn't it also the function of the mind that it's going according to the, how your mind works?
算不算如意?
Does it count?
这个不算的，对不对?
Many people probably don't think that's the case.
那比如说你想说我把它当作什么当作神经病不理它这样算不算如意?
Right.
And what about some of you may have decided to, okay, in that case, I'm not going to pay attention to that crazy person. I'll just think that person is psychotic. In that case, isn't it also the function of your mind going in accordance to the intention of your mind?
算不算?
Right.
我们觉得这样叫如意耶。你被他骂骂得很难过，就是如你的意啊。因为你自己本身选择难过啊，对不对？算不算？
So it's really everything is going according to your own wishes. That's how your mind works. It's going to your heart's content. Even if when you're scolded, you're really upset, it's still going according to your own mind.
我们只有骂这个桌子不会。不会骂回来呀，因为桌子没有心啊，对不对？
It's only whenever we scold, such as table or chairs, that they don't scold us back. There's no reaction. That's because the table and the chairs they don't have a mind.
好，再进一步就是，你骂我，然后我看到你骂我，算不算如意？
Let's take it a step further. If you're scolding me, and then I perceive that you're scolding me, is this also going according to your own mind?
是啊，哈。然后有一天，你开悟了，你发觉没有他在骂你，这样算不算如意？
Say one day you have become enlightened and then you suddenly realize that there is no such person, no one is out there scolding me. Is this also a function of your mind that it's going according to your heart's content?
然后有一天你开悟了以后那这个人骂你那你又要什么又要像一般人一样就是把他骂回去那像一般人就说有你在骂我你要做到这样的算不算如意
算 If you're even more advanced you have become enlightened and you perceive a person scolding you and then you decide I'm going to act like an ordinary person so if I scold back is this also a function of your mind
就像有一个人喝醉了酒你是没有醉的可是你要什么装醉有没有办法装醉
For example someone been drinking and wanted to pretend that he's drunk. Can you do that? Are you able to pretend that you're drunk?
可不可以？可以啊。
Should be able to, right?
我们的心就是那么如意的，如你想要做什么，就能够产生你要做什么的那个功能，那叫做如意。
Yes, you are able to. That's because our mind is very agile. It's able to do whatever your mind commands it to do. It's able to do whatever you intend to do.
就是你在迷，就是认为有我有你，你这颗心不会因为你认为有我有你这个心。就变质，它不变的。
So even in the state of confusion, of delusion, where you perceive there is a subject and an object, even in that kind of state, the essence of your mind still doesn't change.
然后你开悟以后，你发觉没有没有你，那跟别人不一样了。这时候你的心的功能也没有比。一般人的功能多一点点没有
Even after you have become enlightened attained enlightenment and then you realize that there's no such thing as a subject and an object even in that situation your mind doesn't increase or decrease it doesn't change the function of mind doesn't there's, it's not no more than any other ordinary person
唯一的差别就是你 的功能跟佛的功能跟那个人开悟人的功能完全一样，唯一的差别是你不太会操作。
The only difference between us and ordinary being now, comparing to a Buddha or enlightened person, is because we don't quite know how to operate our own minds.
比如说你，你把草丛看成蛇，可是你没办法把它看回来，原来是草丛。你没办法，你不懂怎么把它看清楚它是草丛。但是你有这种功能，但是。你有这种功能的时候，你知道这个怎么操作都叫开悟。
For instance, if you have mistaken a piece of rope as a snake, and then you have mistaken it as a snake, yet we don't quite know how to undo the mistake and see the original form and see it really as simply a piece of rope. When you have acquired the ability.To undo it and to see the rope as a rope, that's what we call enlightenment.
如果我们的心没有这种功能，你就不会，你先不会开车，你连吃饭的时候你都没办法吃饭。还有就是你没办法来投胎成为女生或成为男生，因为你心有种种的功能。
So if our minds do not have all these functions that we have been talking about, if that's the case, then you wouldn't be able to learn how to drive a car, you wouldn't even be able to learn how to eat, or to reincarnate into either a male or female. Without all these functions of the mind, we won't be able to perform all these. But yet, we can, right?
如果你心没有这种功能它不是这个样子的话，你就不能什么，就是转变你的个性。本来是很生气，现在就是哇，不生气了，你没办法了。
If the mind doesn't have all these flexible functions, then we wouldn't be able to change and develop our character. We wouldn't be able to modulate our own temper and change ourselves from a state of anger into a state of more tranquility. Yet we are able to.
因为这个理或者我们称作心，它就是这个样子的。你有无限的可能。
That is just the way the mind is. The essence, this essence we talk about, it has a myriad, unlimited amount of functions.
所以我们才能够说什么，放下屠刀，什么立地成佛。
That's why there's a saying, as soon as you put down the butcher knife, then immediately you can become the Buddha. That's also because of this wondrous function of the mind.
那现在这样的东西叫做如是之法，这样的一个心啊，然后佛主，就是佛跟祖师啊，就偷偷的什么告诉你啊，说你有这样的心。
So this mind, this essence of the mind, the function that we've been talking about is what this first sansa is describing. It is the very dharma the Buddha and patriarchs secretly transmit. They pass it on to you in stealth.
所以偷偷的告诉你，就是因为其他人听不懂，所以就要偷偷告诉你。
The reason why we say they transmit this in secret, that's only because the rest of the audience doesn't understand.So when it was transmitted, it was almost like a secret.
我这边的父其实他是比较说，我真的体验到了，然后我跟你互动的时候，你都体验到那种状态，那我说没有错，就是这个样子，那叫密悟。
But over here, when we're talking about transmitted. It's really referring to a confirmation of each other's experience. The patriarch or the Buddha simply tried to confirm the student's experience, saying, yes, indeed, what you have experienced is what I have experienced. This is what has been confirmed and transmitted.
那也就是说，如果从修行来讲，也就是说，你的烦恼这么断尽了以后，那一颗无限的功能 就是最最圆满的功能，就是你发给他是就这么圆满的功能，体验到了才叫做蒙命悟。
So from a cultivation standpoint, it's this mind that gradually all the vexations dropped away and the original mind is revealed. That is this thing that's been transmitted.
然后我们现在就是拥有跟佛完全一样 的心，可是我们不会操作，那我们这一个天台宗叫做名执什么？名执即佛，有没有？就是用我们给他名字，都是你就是佛了，可是你只有名字而已，你不会操作。或者说你即佛，有没有？你的那一个新的那一个本体是跟佛完全一样。
名
字
即佛是名字，那个
叫名字，我的名字，那个是你就是佛。
Yet, as ordinary beings, the essence of our mind is the same as the Buddha, yet we don't quite know how to operate it. So in the Tiantai school of thought, they call it, the name is the same as the Buddha, you know, the essence is the same. Or another word is, the principles themselves is the same as the Buddha.
那当一天你透过修行开悟了，或者真的出地了，他们叫做闻正佛，你证到了，就体验到了这个佛性的，就是没有什么没有我执的功能，那叫闻正，就证了一部分叫闻正佛。
So right now we're only Buddha in name, but once you have the real enlightened experience.Then you move on to the next stage where it's called experiential Buddha. You have partially experienced what it means, the original mind of the Buddha.
那你所有的这些功能全部都没有一样不会的，叫做究竟佛。
Once you are able to reach complete enlightenment, and then you are able to master all these functions of the mind.Then you become the ultimate, the completed Buddha, the all-perfect Buddha.
那我们就是讲讲说，佛祖密悟啊，比较属于就是说你开悟以后，然后祖师跟你讲说没有错就是这个样子，然后接下来你就按照这一个这样的一个最完美的功能去修行。
So over here, when we're talking about what is being secretly transmitted, it's actually a confirmation of your experience. So the Buddha or the patriarchs will tell you, yes, what you have experienced is indeed true, it's correct. So you should use this experience based on this and continue to cultivate.
Now, we usually, because...不晓得我们有这么多功能，也不会操作、哦、所以就听不懂。所以我们今天来这么听，然后看看能不能听懂。
And because we, even though we have all these functions, but we don't know how to use them, and that's why you're all here today, listening to the Dharma talk, and let's see if you're able to understand some of it.
听一听有没有帮助啊
？Does it help to listen to Dharma talk?
Yes.
就至少庄严道场。
Oh, you serve the function for the dormant place.
对，这也是新的功能呢。
The fact that you're adorning this place is also a function of your own mind.
这功能很多人是做不到的。
You are able to do this even.
将来庄严的时候，他不愿意做。
If you ask people to come and you know become part of adorning the way place, a lot of people are unwilling or unable to do it.
Because they have 障碍
And that's because they have some obstacles.
真的，他们是有障碍的。好了，现在得到了以后，要好好的保护它。那怎么保护？
And once you have received the secretly transmitted Dharma, Now you have to protect it well.
这个保护应该讲说，你已经开悟的人，那想办法让你这一种开悟的功能能够继续发挥，甚至更高的那一个那个什么功能，你要再继续往上爬，叫做保护。
How do you protect it? That's when you have reached enlightenment. Then you acquire these new functions of the mind. You try to maintain these functions, or furthermore to advance it more further, and to use the new the additional functions of the mind.
那我们对我们一般人，我们怎么样保护它呢？
But for us, how do we protect it?
其实就是你要想办法去把它各种各的功能你都会操作。
The way to protect it is that we have to go through all different means to learn the different functions of the mind and learn to operate all these functions of the mind.
比如说我们学佛以后，你本来这个看不顺眼，那个看不顺眼，然后你透过观念，然后你修行了，以后看顺眼了，那这算不算保护？算。
So for instance, protecting your mind. Before we start learning about Buddha Dharma, you dislike this, dislike that. And after you have become, you have started to learn Buddha Dharma, you realize that you're able to tame your mind and you start to feel, oh, this is okay and that is okay too. To do it like this, are you in some way protecting your mind? Yes, you are.
那再更高一点的，有人骂你，你很生气，现在从不生气，那变成没有人在骂我，就不一样了哦。这也是功能之一哦，这个更高的功能。
To take it a step further, a more advanced stage is when someone is scolding you. Initially, you will be mad.And then through the contemplation of the teachings, you learn to become less mad. And then gradually you move on, and then you gradually understood that, wait a minute, there isn't even someone there scolding me. Okay, this is a different stage. It's a lot more advanced. But at the same time, it is still a function of your own mind.
就是明明这个人在前面就是什么大声吼叫，那个脸色很难看的，怎么说他没有骂我？没有人在骂我。
It's quite strange, isn't it? Isn't it true that there's actually someone standing there yelling at me and with really nasty, unpleasant expression? How could you say that there is no one there? There isn't a person there scolding me. How is that possible?
在面对一个在骂你的时候，通常一般人啊，几个选择骂回去啊，骂回去也是功能啊，然后就是什么，就注意呼吸啊，放松啊，然后叫如如不动啊，这也是功能。另外就是比较高的是什么？我练习没有他在骂我。
So what do people do usually?If someone is scolding you, that you could yell back. That is one function of the mind. Another function of the mind is you could say, I'll try to relax, I'll pay attention to my breath, and then I will try to have my mind unmoved. That's also another function of the mind. Yet another step further is you can try to practice contemplating that there isn't a person there scolding me. That is the third function of the mind.
这个部分你要懂无我的观念啊，然后你要知道说怎么样修这个什么修无我。
In order to achieve that function, you need to understand the concept of no self, and then you also have to practice no self.
那昨天跟我们这翻译者安利有谈到这一部灵修，透露一下。
Yesterday I had a discussion with the interpreter and we talked about how to do it, how to cultivate yourself. And I will reveal it a little bit.
我们看到一个人在骂你，你是看到他用眼根，用耳根，对不对？然后用你的一根来判断，对不对？用这三根。
If you perceive someone is scolding you, then you use your eyes, your eye faculty, and then your ear to perceive someone scolding you. So you use these two, and then also you use the mind faculty to discern that someone is scolding you. Right? These are the three faculties that's been used.
你眼睛张开，耳朵打开，这个人是还在你面前，还是讲话很难听啊？这个信念还是在的。可是你的那个意根啊，判断这个人在骂我那个部分是可以什么？是可以改变的。
So, that you're seeing and hearing someone scolding you, you're using your eyes and your ears, and this phenomenon does indeed exist. Yet, the mind that you use to make this distinction, to label that someone is scolding me, you can indeed change this. You can change your own mind, your conscience.
You 说你把你的注意力拉到呼吸来，上面就改变一根。
For instance, you bring your attention back to your own breathing, to the breath. That is one way to change the mind, isn't it?
然后你事后想到这个人骂我没道理啊，那那一个人的形象浮出来了，骂那个人骂你的那一个表情出来了，这时候你可以看看那一个记忆中他骂我的那一个人的形象，还有他那个话，是不是那一个人
？So after that, you could recall the scene.And recall the image of the person scolding you, this person's expression, and then the words. And then you can then contemplate whether this image that you recall from your own mind, is it indeed the person, the object?
也就是说你在一个人正在骂你的时候，你很难去看到你的意根，可是骂完你以后你再回想起来的时候，这时候就会看，就说：“哎，那个是不是他？”
So when you are in this very situation, when everything's happening at the same time, it's really difficult for us to observe our mind, this mind faculty. But then, if you step back afterwards and you recall the situation and then recall the whole scene, then you could clearly see that this.Images and the sound that arise from your own mind is a function of your mind. You could question, is this really that person?
你事后再回想，那你把以后认为那是他，这也是你的心的功能。就你看到他，不过是什么？是一堆影像，不可能是他。你能看清楚，那这也是功能。
So if you recall the image and the sound afterwards, and then you still label it, you still perceive it as the actual person, this, if you function, if you operate your mind like this, this is one function, one possible function of your mind. Alternatively, if you recall these images and the sound, and then you recognize that these are merely images that resurface in my mind,We have this recognition. This is another function of your own mind. You can function this way as well.
然后你们现在听懂或者听不懂，是不是新的功能？
是。
And now whether you are able to comprehend what I'm saying or not able to comprehend, isn't this also a function of your own mind?
听得懂要装，听不懂也不容易。
If you understand, you want to pretend incomprehension. That's not quite easy either.
听不懂装懂可能比较容易一点。
It's usually easier to pretend that you understand everything, even if you don't understand.
那有一些人是听不懂，也不知道他哪里听不懂。
And some other people, even if they don't understand something, they don't even know where the misunderstanding, where they don't understand.
因为你的心本来就是这个样子的，就是他从来不会因为听得懂听不懂，心不会因为什么心帮助你，你听不懂他帮助你让你听懂，不会的。
Your mind is just like this. It's just the way it is, unchanging. It's not going to help you. When you don't understand, the mind is going to be helping you to help you understand. No, that's not how the mind works.
它唯一的差别在哪里呢？就是我讲的东西，那你不能跟，所以你没办法懂。
When you don't understand something is because what the concept that I talk about, you're not able to follow it. And that's what we label it as incomprehension.
譬如说我讲苹果，那我心中浮出一个苹果的样子，只有你听到苹果，你浮不出苹果的样子，这个跟不上。
For instance, if I'm talking about an apple, and in my mind, an image, the concept of the apple arises, yet when you hear me talking about apple, you're not able to come up with this concept of an apple. That this is a mismatch. You're not able to follow what I'm saying.
我们是不是有没有很多时候是没办法跟的？
Doesn't it happen quite frequently that we're not able to follow?
很多时候我们是没办法跟。比如说，我现在指着这个茶杯，对不对？那你就可以顺着我的语言看到茶杯是可以跟的。
That happens quite often, this inability to follow. But for instance, right now I'm pointing at my mug, and your eye is able to follow my pointing and see the mug. And in this case, you can follow me, right?
但是如果我想说啊，你不要跟着妄想跑，很多人没有打坐经验就没办法跟了。
But on the other hand, if I talk about concept that don't follow your wandering thought.Okay, if you don't have any experience meditating, then you wouldn't be able to follow what I'm saying.
因为你的心没办法借着这个语言去取你经验上的那个现象。
That's because your mind is not able to follow, use this language, and to trace back to the concept that's being discussed. You don't have this in your experience.
那再进一步，比如说，哎呀，当你的身体的不见的时候，你应该怎么样？那假设你没有这样的经验的时候，你就没办法看。
For another instance, if I talk about another meditation experience, explaining to you, if your body has disappeared, then you should do X, Y, Z. If you don't even have the experience of body disappearing during meditation, then you wouldn't be able to follow what I'm saying.
祖师都是佛，其实他就是什么带领你，你要跟他。
So Buddha and the patriarch, what they do, is they will show you the way, and then you have to follow them.
那你跟不上，或是跟丢了，就是三根不够。
If you're not able to follow, or if you get lost on the way, that means you don't have sufficient good roots.
譬如说叫你听不懂啊，叫你来装你道场，他就跟不上了，就不愿意来，就算就是什么三根不够了，真的呢。
For instance, if you these lectures are really difficult for some of you to understand, and then you tell some people, well, it's okay if you don't understand, just come and adorn the Dharma place. Yet some people are not able to do even that, and that's because you know, those people lack.Good roots.
如果你跟着一个老师、啊、你比较愿意认哥认宅、啊、哥宅、啊、就是你就比较容易跟得上了。
If you follow one teacher with dedication, in that case, you're more willing to let go and let the teacher do whatever to you, butcher you or to scold you. In that case, it's more likely for you to be able to keep up and follow the teaching.
这个密宗叫做什么？身口意要供养上师。
In the secret school of thought, they call it.This making an offering of your speech, your mind, and your body. You make the offering to your teacher.
叫你，比如说叫你不要讲话，就是要把那个什么口供养给上师。
When the teacher tells you stop talking, then you're offering your speech to the master.
叫你要做这个，做那一个，叫做心供养给什么上师。
If the teacher tells you to do this, do that, then you're making an offering of your mind and your body to the teacher, to the master.
就你的钱全部掏给上司了，那是什么供养？心跟身。
If they tell you to donate all your money to the master, then that's making an offering of the body and the mind.
所以你要能够跟着一个上司，你愿意他讲什么，跟着他，其实你要跟这一个。这个老师、哦、就是什么一段很长的默契。
So usually in order for someone to be willing to do all these, to make offerings of your speech, your body and mind, that happens over a long period of time after you have developed sufficient understanding of each other over many years, then that will happen.
你们有没有碰到这样的一个人呢？你叫他说我们今天去哪里玩，他就跟你们说我们不要去，他就不要去。你有没有碰到这样的人？有。
Have you ever encountered such people where if you tell this person let's go somewhere, then that person say okay sure we'll go. If you say let's not go then, and then they say okay then we won't go. Have you ever met someone like that?
有吗？有人举举手。
How many of you have had this experience?
以后你碰到这样的人呢、啊、
？Really? You have met someone like that?
不是整天的啦，整个你整个一生的不是某一个东西听你的。
Oh, someone asked, "Are you talking about one time thing?" Or Basu says, "No, I'm talking about the entire whole life. They work like that. They follow you wherever you go and do whatever you say. Have you met someone like that?"
没有，对不对？
Not like.
你没有碰到这样的人，对不对？
因为有男朋友在追着
说
这样子啊。
The only happens if before going out, and the guy is trying to pursue a girl.
你本身你能够碰到一个人愿意这样听你的，或是你本身愿意听某个人的，这也是什么一生一世的，那你保证你。一定会成就的。
If you are able to encounter someone that you're willing to follow that person unquestionably for the entire life, or if you find someone who's able to follow you like that, then you will reach quite some accomplishment.
所以
那比如说你我们皈依我们这件事，
没办法，就把那个。
我是说，如果说我们皈依什么圣严师父，从皈依开始到现在，我们都没有离开我们圣严师父的话，这样算吗？
这样大概30分而已。
The question: if we have taken refuge from the Master Sheng Yan, our Shifu, and we since the beginning until now we stay close and we don't disobey him, does that count? And Pasha says that's probably 30%.
通常就是居士啊， 都碰到什么东西他不敢骂，你骂就了吗？都消失了。
Usually the way Shifu deals with lay people, the way Shifu deals with lay people is he's not quite willing to scold you, because oftentimes when he scolds you seriously, that person runs away.
大部分有一些人不会跑掉嘛，或大部分先，所以师傅不敢骂，要等到有一天就是稍微碰一下才没关系，有的稍微轻轻的骂，还骂到很重，重的。
Well, that's most of the case. Maybe he does scold some, a few of you. But usually with lay people, Shifu is really gentle and he doesn't dare to even touch you. And after a period of time, he may be willing to, you know, scold you lightly on certain aspects of things. And for him to really seriously, with no reason, to scold you,
probably won't happen until after 10 years or even more.
But for a Chan master to really pass on his teaching to the next person, he needs a disciple who's willing to just follow. That whatever he says, that the person would just follow.
也就是说，像我们在抓鸡，对不对啊？然后就是鸡的那个位置一直放你，放到你要的这个地方来，它就什么，就吃进来了。那如果你是很尽力的吃到第九颗就不吃了，那没办法，抓不到。
It's as if we're trying to capture chickens. The dog master will put little grains of rice along the way, and gradually the chicken will follow.Until the very end that you're able to capture the chicken. But if you are too smart and you till the second from the last grain of rice, then you stop eating, then you wouldn't be able to be captured.
Have you ever seen
a chicken? Are there any chickens so smart? Many people, they probably just eat until almost the last few grains of rice and they stop eating.
所以那一部分它可以把你引到吃到第九颗，可是就差两颗你就吃不进来了，它可能又要花很长的时间才会让你再吃两颗。
So if they set the bait and then you eat till the number 9 grain and there are only 2 more left, but then you suddenly feel full that you're not going to eat anymoreThen it will take the master a very long time to encourage and to persuade you to take the last 2 baits.
所以就是有些禅师啊，就是一讲，然后对方就什么弟子就开悟了，以后就是他之前的那个酒都已经吃了，就差这一生这一颗不这一颗而已。
So sometimes we hear a lot of stories where the master will say one thing.And instantaneously, this disciple becomes enlightened. And that's probably because in their previous lifetimes, the student had eaten the rest, all the previous grains of rice, and the only one missing is this last bit of rice.
那如果你跟这个禅师的缘不好，可能连第一个你都不吃，那个禅师就要讲一大堆，让你什么对他有什么有信心、有兴趣。
If you don't have solid and good affinity with the master, then it's also possible that you wouldn't even take the first bite. And in that case, the master will have to say a lot of things to try to persuade you to make you interested in the teaching.
所以呢，这些禅师他们开悟以后，他们就拼命跟众生什么结缘。
So some Dharma masters, after they have reached enlightenment,then they devote a lot of energy in building good affinities with sentient beings.
因为没有甜，第一个，你就是对面什么，什么叫相逢什么，不相识。
That's because without affinities, it's possible that you just walk right past each other and not able to recognize each other.
然后相逢以后，然后 要跟他讲几句话的，那就要一点善根了。然后能够讲的很久都怎么，再怎么讲都不会累的人，那要更多的善根了。
So even if you have made the first encounter, it still takes more good affinities to even be able to say a few words to each other, and it takes even more good affinities and backgrounds to be able to have a long discussion untiringly.
啊，这个是禅师的部分，开悟的人他们就要去什么？我们叫做利用他开悟正道的。我们叫做根本智啊，那去度众生，然后来修那个方便智。
So that's the part of the Chan Masters. After the Chan Masters have obtained the ultimate wisdom, the ultimate truth, then they have to also cultivate this provisional or facilitatory wisdom.To create and establish good affinities with sentient beings.
我们刚才讲说那个什么，不要什么，不要把脑袋瓜里面的某某的影像当成某某人。对你来讲，也是在什么，也是在保护，就是要保护你那个什么那个心。
So back to what we were talking about earlier, that we shouldn't take the image.That comes up in our mind, whoever it is, as the real actual person. If you're able to do this kind of practice, that's also one way to protect your mind.
如果这个东西你有修成啊，比如说你记忆中的某某人的影像浮出来了，或是记忆中的你自己的曾经遭遇到的某一个。不如意的事在浮出来以后，你能够看出来那个不是你。这一步假如能够成功了，那下一步还有东西可以修的。
If you are able to succeed in doing this practice, what which practice? The practice of whenever you have an image rising up from your mind, you are able to recognize that that's only an image, that's not the actual person. Or whenever you recall an incident.An unpleasant incident happening to you in the past, and then you recognize that it's not me that's in this situation. If you're able to do that, if you're able to succeed in making this a regular practice, then there's a next step, next stage that you can move on to.
这时候如果我问说你从哪里来啊，你说我从家里来，如果你这样回答，就你表示你把你记忆中里面你家的那个样子，还有你停留在家里面的你那个印象当成你了，对不对？
So what is this next stage? Some talk use this example. If I ask you, where did you came from today? And then you say, I came from my home. And that is because you have created this image of your home.In your own mind, and then you created this other image of yourself. You place this image of yourself in this home, and then you mistakenly perceive this as your real self. Isn't this how we tend to operate?
我这样问你们，为什么我从家里面来，但是你是浮出一个什么家的一个什么一个影像，还有家的你在家里面的那个什么？你住在家里面的那个影像，你跟家的影像会浮出来，对不对？然后把它当成你，对不对？然后你现在把它坐在这边了，对不对？
Isn't that how we usually think? That when I ask where are you from, and then you say I came from my house, and then you will have this image of your house, and then yourself inside the house, and then you took all these as the real self. And then you would then come up with the image of yourself sitting here listening to Dharma.That's the way our mind works.
可能现在你坐在这边嘛，那个怎么可能是你？
But the very fact that your body is sitting here right now, then how could the image that's inside your house be the real you?
有没有听懂？
Do you understand?
这个功能没有，表示这功能还要修啊。
If you're not able to follow it, that means you still haven't acquired this function yet to understand it. And you still need to practice it.
Please. Microphone. Yeah, wait a moment.
Please,
microphone.
We'll pass the mic to you.
Real self is no self or Buddha nature?
真我。我们刚刚说的真我就是佛性，也就是无我吗？这都是一样的吗？
真我是佛性，然后他可以勉强这样叫做无我。
勉强。
对。
The real self is indeed the Buddha nature, and then we can provisionally call it no self.
因为就是无我有好几个层次。
There are many layers to the concept of no self.
那以后再谈呢，就是佛性啊，那这一个一般讲无我就是那一个什么，就是我们五蕴啊，五蕴因为生生灭灭，那。他不是真正的我，所以叫做不是我，叫做无我。
There are many layers to the meaning of no self. And first of all, usually when we talk about no self, we're referring to the rising and ceasing of the five aggregates that composes the sense of self. And because these five aggregates, they come and go, they rise and they fall, so we call it no self.
但是假设如果你就是看到这些现象都没有我不是我，那再进一步的话它都是我。
But then if you are able to truly understand and experience that all these rising and falling of phenomena are no self, then a step further on, you will that understand that all these phenomena are all self at the same time.
好，那我们这个打住了，这个因为这个东西要谈很多，我们还是回到这个主题来了。
I have to stop it here because it requires a very long discussion. So let's get back to the original verse first.
现在可能要问到说，我刚才讲到哪里去了？
Where were we?
刚才讲到那一个什么？不是刚才讲那一个
在
家里面那一个吗？现在有人就慢慢听不懂了，就跟不上了。虽然根本都跟不上，因为你的经验，你没有这样的一个经验去看说你现在浮出来的念头的影像。不是你可以看到，不只是观念的而已哦，可以看到它这个影像有，可是它不是你。然后接下来你才能够进入说，从我家到这边来，那个不是我，因为那只是我的影像。
So we were talking about where you came from, I was your home, or now you're here. Even this concept, maybe some of you are already finding it difficult to follow.And again, that's because you don't have this kind of experience that you're able to connect the teaching to your previous concepts. You need to first not only cognitively understand the concept that the image in my head is really no self, but you have to actually experience it firsthand, fully comprehend it, and then we can move on.
你们现在在这边，对不对？对不对？现在是在这边。
Are you sitting here right now? Are you?
里面有人开始担心我要攻击了。
Some of you are starting to worry that I might start launching an attack to your answers.
如果你认为你在这边，你一定是把你现在的感觉当成你。
If you think that you are actually sitting here right now.
对不对?
Then that means you are taking your sensations of sitting here as the real you.
你现在有没有感觉？
有。
Do you feel it? Do you sense it? That you're sitting here?
哎，感觉是不是你？
是是。Are these sensations you?
感觉是你。那有一天你失去感觉的时候，你是不是就消失了？
Many of you said the sensation equals to you, but what if one day you lose all these sensations? Then where are you? Are you still you?
就
老师，你的问题哦，要分一个是本质的。
老师，你的问题哦，现在好，特别简单，是一个是问精神上我们的感觉，一个是问我们的形体上我们的存在，所以。他是两个是要合一的在问吗？还是
他没有差别啊？没关系啊，我一样问啊。
你说一个形体，一个本质吗？
对，也是分一个肉体，一个精神上的，就在那边。
The question is, 法师 ，your question seems to have two ends, leading to two things. That one is referring to our spirituality, our essence, or something.And then the other one is talking about physical body. Which one are you talking about? And Fa Shi said, they're the same thing. That's the same.
因为我们以身体的感觉为我，所以你会觉得我现在我在这边呢。当你假设你的身体的感觉不见了，我们打坐的时候可能会发生，身体的感觉不见了以后。要问你说你在哪里，你可能就回答不出来了。
First of all, we tend to take our physical sensation, we construe it as ourself. So, we take the sensations as who we are. So, if you have been meditating for a long time, once you have experienced the vanishing of your body, then if at that time someone asks you,then if that's the case, if you don't feel any sensation, then who are you? You probably will get stuck and not able to answer.
身体不见了以后，那个心能够觉知身体不见了，那个心还在不在？
对啊。If the body has vanished and disappeared, the mind that is able to be aware of this vanishing, does it still exist?
好，你现在你说我现在在这边，那有一天你身体不能动了哈，没有呼吸了哈，我们叫做死掉了哈。你不能动了，然后没有呼吸了，没有心跳了，就你发觉你身体不能动了，你没有呼吸了。我们现在假设了，因为刚没有死过，不，哪有死过，忘记了。那请问，这时候你那一颗能觉知身体不动，然后要呼吸没办法呼吸，那个心，这东西还在不在？
在。So another example, if you're laying there, your body cannot move, you're not able to drawing breath anymore. Usually, we call a state you're dead.And of course, this is all hypothetical because we don't have this experience yet. Or even if we have had the death experience, we probably have forgotten already. So in that kind of state where you're not able to move your body, you're not able to breathe, yet the mind that is aware that I cannot move anymore, I cannot breathe anymore, does that mind still exist?
这时候你问说那我是谁啊，那时候这个话我最容易得理。
At that moment, if you're able to bring up the 话头 and ask, who am I, then that's the time where the 话头 becomes the most powerful to you.
假设你大家都忘记了啦，因为 你只想到说哇我死了，你不会想到说那身体不能动了，不是死了嘞。
But usually, at a moment like that, you're probably not able to bring up the 话头 because at that time, you're probably thinking, oh gosh, I'm dead. And yet, the mind that is aware is still there.
所以他们禅师，他们有个比较厉害的禅师说，这个尸体在这边，那人在哪里？就那个就开悟了。
So in the past, there were stories where if the Chan master is really good and when someone's dead, they will point to that person and say, the body is still here.
身体在这里, 然后人在哪里?
But where is the person? The body is still here, the corpse is here, where's the person? The disciple will hear this question becomes enlightened instantly.
我们现在可以问了, 你身体在这边, 你人在哪里?
We can ask the same question too. Your body is here, but where are you? Who are you?
因为我一般是把身体的感觉，对不对？身体的形象认为是我，对不对？是不是这样子？
Because usually the way we function is that we take our bodily sensations, or we take this image that we have as our real self. That's what we do, isn't it?
那当你死了，身体不能动了，没呼吸了，把你烧掉了，可是你那一颗心还在的，那颗心说，我被烧掉了。 但是你不能说我不会上话头，那你不会上话头是谁？不会的，你可以讲说，那我在哪里呢？我在哪里呢？我怎么死掉了呢？你还是一直打妄想的。
But even so, if you're dead, you lose all your bodily sensation, or you have been cremated, then where are you? You know, usually at a time like that, you wouldn't remember to continue to investigate your hua tou. You wouldn't be thinking, oh, so who am I? Usually, you continue with your wandering thoughts, and you'll be like, oh, I'm dead. You know, they burned my body, I'm cremated, so I'm dead, where am I? People will tend to be in a state of panic or worry instead of using that precious moment to investigate the hua tou.
So, 人家以为他死就把他烧掉了，对不对？尸体都把他烧掉了。那出定了以后，他想说：“那我在哪里呀？我的身体在哪里呀？”那就一直在试验里面，就跑来就是什么，在找身体。然后那一个荒唐和尚知道他执着，那就告诉他说：“啊，你的身体啊，在水里面，然后跑到水里去找，找不到。” 啊，不对，不对，在火里面，他跑到火里面去找，也找不到。啊，不对啊，就在那个石头那个里面，他跑进石头里面也找不到。原来禅师讲说，哦，你有身体的时候，你跑到水会被淹死，跑到火会被什么烧死，然后石头你也钻不进去。现在没有身体，不是很好吗？
So there's a story where a cultivator practitioner had entered deep samadhi, and so people actually mistaken it as he had passed away, so they burned his body. So after this person had returned from the deep samadhi, he couldn't find his body anymore, so he was running around wildly in the temple looking for his body. And the abbot at that time knew that this person had deep attachment to his physical body, so he told this practitioner, oh, your body is in water. So this person went to the water looking for it. No, oh, I remember wrong, your body is in fire. Oh no, you know, your body is actually in the crevice of a rock. So this person just ran amok looking for the body. And then the abbot at this time told him, you know, if you still have your physical body, if you go into the water, you'll be drowned. If you go into the fire, you'll be burned, and you wouldn't be able to fit into the crevice of the rock. So isn't it so much freer without your physical body? And at that instant, that person became
enlightened. So
So usually, if a person is dead and then we cremated this person's body, and if you use the same method and ask this person, now, so where are you? Who are you? Usually, in most cases, would a person be able to, willing to listen to you? Probably not.
我看到了是他死掉以后, 然后他马上他会把以前那个记忆的那个什么身体嘛，就当成他，比如他可能他就这样回来什么，所有的时间之后还是回到他习惯的餐桌吃饭，那吃完饭以后他可能就跑到沙发去什么 看电视，那我们这些人是看不到的，那只有那个小孩子说阿公在那边，有没有？
My experience is usually when a person is dead, then without this physical body, they will rely on their past mental images of themselves. And so this person who already doesn't have a body would still take on the form and then go to sit at a table where he used to eat, sit at the sofa where he used to watch TV. And usually for us, you know, ordinary beings who are not able to see these people anymore. Only little, very little kids, they're able to see, oh, there's grandpa, he's sitting over there.
So, 就是说，就是死了以后把你烧掉的话，其实也不容易开悟的。
So, that's just the way it is, that usually when people are dead, even the body has been cremated, it's still very difficult for people to reach enlightenment.
因为在那个时间，至少你的色印已经什么，已经破掉了，对不对？可是你那个什么响印啊、色印还在的。
At those moments, even though without your body, your form skanda is already, it has dissolved already, but the thoughts, the cognition, perception, they still remain.
所以像我们这样有个身体，其实你可以如果抛弃的，那我在哪里？我是谁？啊，就是身体，只是被你感知的、被你感觉的一个对象嘛，对不对？那你有记忆里面的呼吸一个念头，是被你认知的一个对象嘛？那能认知那个东西是什么
？So even now we're still alive and we have this body, we can also imitate that experience and ask ourselves, who am I?That having this physical body, we have sensations, but those sensations are merely an object of our awareness. And then when we have a mental image of ourselves, again, that's a mental object of the awareness. So without these objects that is being aware, then what is this thing that has this awareness?
那现在讲说要保护身，就是保护这个什么既有什么感知、认知，然后可以产生种种功能的这个东西，你不要去抓住身体，不抓住感觉为我。
So again, over here, what needs to be protected well is this awareness. This awareness that has the ability to perceive, has all these different functions.We have to protect it from attaching itself or grasping onto the objects the object of its awareness. So you have the object and you're being aware. What is this awareness without attaching, mistaking the object as itself, the awareness itself?
比如说我们把自己是打扮得美美的啊那你是利益众生呢，还是要执着
？So, if you adorn yourself and make yourself look pretty, are you trying to benefit all sentient beings, or are you just, making yourself happy?
你是帮助众生执着呢，还是帮助众生离开执着
？Are you helping sentient beings to increase their attachment, or are you helping them to detach them?From the attachments.
你把自己打扮得美美，你会不会觉得那美美的是你
？If you make yourself beautify yourself, are you going to feel that the beautiful self is yourself?
这时候其实就是，本来就执着身体的，那把它弄得美美的话，就更执着了，不断的重复执着。
We are already attached to our physical body.But then if you try to make it pretty, make it look nice, then you are increasing, strengthening the attachment.
那这样都不要打扮了
哦。Well, if that's the case, then should we stop taking care of our appearance?
所以关键点是在什么？你看清楚这个身体是一个修行的工具，利用这个身体来修行，但是一不小心你不然我们就执着身体的，那你 一不懂的话，很多东西都是一直在什么，一直在强化我们的执着，对身体的执着。
The key point, the pivotal point is that we should perceive this body as a tool. It's only a tool for our practice, for our cultivation. Yet, because we're already so attached to our physical sensations and our physical body, if you are not careful, then we could very easily start to strengthen our attachment to our body and repeat the old patterns.
那这个是在我们每个当下都在产生新的功能，或者说这个理啊，或者我们这个心性，在每个当下，它都是这个样子。但是你去执着身体为我，结果你心有无限的功能，就什么，就受极限了。
So the mind has all these different functions, and that's just the way it is intrinsically. Yet, if we are attached to the object of this awareness, if we're attached to one thing, then we limit ourselves. You know, all these different functions are limited and we will not be able to use it freely.
执着身体跟不执着身体，哪个功能会比较大
？To be attached to the physical body, and then versus to not be attached to the physical body, which one would have more function？
我们有一些人讲说他那个心力很强，其实心力很强就是他不执着身体，所以他变成心力很强，是不是这样子？
Sometimes we say describe some people as having really strong willpower or mental power. That is because these people are not attached to their physical bodies.
通常我们比如说他心力很强，那身体痛他不在乎，然后什么累他什么不在乎，是这样叫做什么？心力强，是不是？这是其中一部分。
So when someone is perceived as having really strong mental strength, that's usually because this person doesn't pay much attention to the physical body. No matter if they're experiencing pains or fatigue, then they don't pay much attention to it. That's why they're able to have strong mental power.
另外，就是心力强的人，就是他碰到困难的时候。在他心中产生了一个困难的一个什么一个想法，他不会什么，就算不会被骗，所以他变成他的心就强了。
Also, another scenario is when someone is perceived as having really strong mental power. That's because whenever these kind of people encounter difficult situations in life, they would not be tricked by this concept of, oh, this thing is very difficult. They can detach themselves from the concept of difficulty.
我们来讲说，哦，我不行了，我不行了，是不是你把我不行那个当成什么？当成你，是不是？
If you say to yourself, oh, I don't think I can go on anymore. This is too difficult. I can't do it. Isn't that because we have mistakenly take this concept of I can't do it anymore as our real self?
就因为你认为你不行，所以你那个功能就产生不行的功能。
If you continue to be attached to that concept of I can't do it, then your mind naturally will function this way that you won't be able to do it.
那如果你心里一转，说怎么样我都不在乎。那你产生这样的功能，这样的功能也是一个功能之一而已。可是你另外一个功能是什么？是很大的。
But if you are able to change your mind, alter it, and think, I don't care however it goes, you know, I can do it, and That's still a function of your mind, but then this function becomes exponentially more powerful.
那这一部分就是心的本质，它有无限的功能。那这个会产生无限的功能，主要是他看到我能怎么样，我不能怎么样，都是心的功能。那从来也没有什么，也没有说这些功能是在心外的。
So the mind has all these myriads of functions. But the mind itself also creates these concepts of yes, I can do this, no, I can't do that. But none of these functions are outside of the mind itself. It's still within the mind.
有没有听懂？听不懂也是功能之一啊。
Have you understood what I said?
那听不懂装懂也是功能之一。
If you don't understand, that is also one function of your mind. Or if you don't quite understand, but you're pretending that you understand, that's also another function of your mind.
那你听不懂装懂，那偶尔你懂也是功能之一，看出来功能之一。
If you're pretending that you understood, but then okay, I took it as you really understood it because I can't tell the difference. That's also a function of the mind, of my mind.
可是假设你不懂装懂，可是我可以识破啊，这是功能。然后我又不跟你识破，我知道你不懂装懂，那通常是功能。
If you don't understand but pretending that you understand, and then I'm able to tell that you're merely pretending, that's one function. And even if I can tell that you're only pretending, but I don't point it out, I don't try to break your lies, then that's also another function of the mind. These are all functions of the mind.
为什么说你不懂装懂？那我知道你根本就不懂，那我就是什么不跟你识破？为什么办得到？
因为你慈悲。
Why is it? So if I know that you're merely pretending, but I don't say it. You know, I just pretend that okay, whatever you pretend, I'll take it away. You know, these are also functions of my mind. Why am I able to do that? And one person in the audience say, "Oh, that's because you're so compassionate."
没有错，慈悲没有错，不是你讲的慈悲，是我先讲的慈悲啊。你听不懂，装懂。那我看到你听不懂装懂的时候，其实我是没有看到你有一个你听不懂装懂。我不会把你听不懂装懂这个现象当成你，其实这个是我心中的东西。那既然有一个东西听不懂装不懂，那是一个现象之一，那我想说我把它识破，可能就是什么把你这个听不懂装不懂这个现象当成你的，听得懂吗？
So yes, you're right, compassionate. But the kind of compassion that you're talking about is different than the kind of compassion I'm talking about. The kind of compassion I'm talking about isEven though you're pretending that you have understood everything, even in the case that you don't, and I recognize that you're merely pretending, but because I know that this is merely an image in my mind, I don't attach the situation and you pretending, I don't connect it to the real you. There's no object. So I understand that it's all in my mind. But in the other hand, if I try to poke at you and tell you directly, oh, you know, I think you're just lying. If I do that, then that means I have mistakenly perceived the situation as the real you. I'm attached to this object of you with the situation. The reason why I don't point out the truth is because I have the understanding of the situation and the person lying and not lying as a non-object. And all these are merely within my own mind. They are the functions of my mind.
你不懂装懂，那我看到你不懂装懂，这是一个层次。因为就是你不懂装懂，但是我看到是并没有有一个你不懂，这是一个现象。那我从就是有你，到最后看到只是现象，那这样的话算是保护你。然后这个可能要保护这个心的这个无限的功能。
So to be able to see through the pretense of your not understanding, that is one function of the mind. But to be able to see through your pretense, but realize that it's merely a phenomenon, it's not attached to the object of you. That's what we're talking about here. That these are all the functions of the mind and not attached to the object. This is the very thing that in this verse today that we discuss that we should protect well.
那我们讲了这么多，其实可以练习的部分就是你心中浮出某某影像，我们叫法尘啊，就是意识里面的，我们在意识里面。记忆里面浮出来的东西，我们叫做瓦尘、灰尘的尘啊。你要练习说，这个瓦尘浮出来的时候，是你心内的东西啊，心内的东西。那另外一个，那是瓦尘，那不是某某人。可以从这边练习。
So in terms of practice technique, what we can do is.Whatever mental image that comes up in our mind, that we recognize that it's a mental object, you don't connect those images to the real being, to the real person. You understand those are the activities and the objects created by the mind. To have this awareness is a practice that you can embark on every day.
这个华城其实很多人就是用华城来什么就是什么，让人家有动力。譬如说，他们现在心理学就讲说，哦，你想象的说我成功以后，然后什么那个样子有没有？哦，那大家都看我拍拍手，然后好享受有没有？是不是这样子？实际上就是你把你的什么，你想象的化成当成你，就变成是什么？你努力的动力。其实这个部分。从那个心来讲的话，那个功能是很小的。
These days, psychology, the field of psychology, they promote this method where you visualize. For example, if you want to reach a certain goal and then you visualize your own success, you're standing on the stage, people applauding you, you create this visualization image to motivate yourself to work toward that goal. To do it like that is actually to fixate and to attach the sense of self to this mental image that you create. So this is not what we have been talking about. And from the standpoint of Buddhism and to everything that's discussed in terms of all the different functions of the mind,this kind of visualization practice, its power is actually quite feeble and very limited.
那我们现在功能就是那个佛那种什么，你化成里面没有你，没有我，你不再看到他，你有你有我，那你心要怎么样功能就不会什么受制于你对身体的执着，或者受制于你对什么内。习惯性的想法的执着，那就发挥无限的功能。
But instead, what Buddha teaches us is to alleviate ourselves, free ourselves from attachment to the sense of object and subject, the sense of you and me. And after we're able to do that, the mind actually is able to have a boundless number of functions. It will no longer be attached and be limited, constrained.By our physical sensation or any kind of mental conceptions that we have habituated to operate on. You will be able to break away from that, and the mind's functions will be able to exercise freely.
好，我们讲那么多，如果你听不懂，表示你今天只发挥听不懂的功能。下次再来，那我想办法让你产生听得懂的功能。
So we have talked about all this today. If you still don't understand, at least today, your mind has exercised the function of incomprehension. So come back again next time. I will try my best to let your mind function with more comprehensibility.
如果你听不懂，然后你又认为你听不懂啊，这个你又自己判断说我听不懂啊，这也是功能。那我们就要训练你听不懂，但是没有我听不懂。
If you don't understand, and then you make the judgment, the label saying I don't understand, that means you're attaching not understanding with a sense of I. So at least we have to try to help you break away from doing this. We'll have to train you to start thinking, I don't understand, but there's not an I that I don't understand. 没有我听不懂。
因为你发挥听不懂的功能，然后又发挥我听不懂的功能，所以就没办法发挥，就说我听不懂。这功能你就不敢讲了。好，我先讲，就是因为你听不懂，但是你又认为你听不懂，所以你就不敢讲说你听不懂。这三个都是功能，因为啊，再讲一遍哦，因为听不懂，那你又认为你听不懂。本来你是可以举手的，什么？我听不懂。可是因为你又发挥这个，我怎么好意思举手的功能？所以你就不敢举手了。
但是我面试，
因为你认为面试你。
So your mind has the show the function today of I don't understand, but then you label it as.I don't understand. And then because of that, you are afraid to raise your hand and to show that you actually don't understand. And that's because you have taken the self-image, the face, your face as your true self. These are all the functions of the mind that you have used today.
所以如果能够就是我听不懂的时候，可是我发挥没有一个我听不懂的时候，你比较敢举手，因为没有一个人会笑你，因为没有你会被笑，没有一个你会被笑。
So if you don't understand what I've been talking about, and then you realize that there is not an I that don't understand, if that's the case, you're probably more daring and able to raise your hand and raise questions, because ultimately there is not an I that's
not understanding and will be laughed at.
So what we are ultimately trying to do is we're trying to trigger the function that you have already, that to understand that it's not I that I don't understand, and there's not an I to not understand and be laughed at.Those are the kind of functions we're trying to trigger in you.
So, 下次再来再学习更多的功能。
So come back next time and I will learn more about other functions of the mind. Now we'll recite the verse and the transfer. May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly we pay the four layers of gratitude.Unworthy we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
愿以此功德，庄严佛净土，上道四重恩，下济三途苦。若有见闻者， 悉发菩提心，尽持一报身，同生极乐国。
请各位菩萨把这个经本传到中间的走道，中可以收集，谢谢。麻烦传到中间的走道。Please rise， 各位请起立。